Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Golcher, dictating an endoscopy report on Sudhir J, G-H-A-Y, date of birth 6/25/1967, date of procedure April 9, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Golcher. Referring physician is Dr. Venkat Swaranandam. Procedure performed is cephalogastroendoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is screening for colorectal cancer, common dysphagia, common heartburn. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as the malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the SVC, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. Period. Well lubricated limbus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced in the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the vulnerable second portion of the duodenum, stomach G junction, esophagus. Period. A retroflex was obtained at the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, as the direct exam was normal. Period. Well lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into rectum, advanced in the direct vision to the cecum, which was informed by the presence of the appendix or facility sleep about the compounds and folds. Period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, colon flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. A retroflex was obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 5, 1-2-2, port to suboptimal prep. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable, in light of the dysphagia, biopsies are obtained. And the proximal mid esophagus for further evaluation to rule out EOE or lichen planus. Next line. The Z line was regular 40 centimeters from the bite block. Common biopsies are obtained in the distal esophagus for further evaluation of EOE reflux changes. Next line. There was evidence of diffuse gastric nodularity and erythema, this was more so seen in the body than in the antrum. Common biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body separately for histology and through lead H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum overall appeared unremarkable to D2 portion, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line. Biopsies were obtained in the duodenum for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line. Overall, the prep was suboptimal to poor, with a Boston bowel prep score rated as a 5, 1-2-2, an aggressive amount of lavage and suction was required to reveal most of the underlying mucosa, no large masses or polyps were seen. However, smaller, flatter polyps could be missed in light of the green, yellow, sticky stool. Next line, the terminal ileum, less 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a diminutive transverse colon sessile polyp from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, full trial omeprazole 20 milligrams daily to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast in light of the symptomatology and heartburn. Next line. We'll obtain barium esophagram in the office if completely normal. We'll consider manometry as a follow-up given symptoms of dysphagia may occur with liquid. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year time given the prep quality. Next line. Follow-up in office is previously scheduled. Thank you.